let's try and get started over here. So the Gemara, okay, we're doing a 2-day interlude, okay? And we're going to spend most of our time on the Balamor, but just to get this set up. Tan Rabbanan. So Gemara tells, Ein mafligin besfina pachos mikimol yamim kodem la Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a boat right now. I want to show, as we do this sugi, the reason I'm doing this sugi is not because I want to learn Hilchos taking cruises, okay? While there is an interesting aspect of halacha, can you go on a cruise? But this is going to have broad ramifications to a myriad of things. Most importantly, for any one of you who wants to go to medical school, this sugya will tell you whether going to medical school is mutter asr. I'm telling you, you learn a sugya and you learn it well, it's whether you're allowed to go to medical school, whether you're allowed to engage in certain kinds of elective surgeries on certain kinds of days. And you'll see how that plays out as we go through the sugya. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabban, Ein mafligin besfina pachos mishloshe yamim kodem la Shabbos. You're not allowed to get on a boat ride within 3 days of Shabbos. B'meh dvar mamur b'dvar ha-shus, aval dvar mitzvah shapri dami. So you're not allowed to for a dvar ha-shus, you're allowed to for a dvar mitzvah. Okay? And then the Gemara says, Uposik imo amenas lishpos, when you make your arrangement with the captain of the ship, the sailor, you should make a deal with him if you can. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Is that when we go on this boat ride, I'd like you to not travel on Shabbos. Ve'eno shoves, and if he says, listen, go fly a kite, we sail on Shabbos also, that's okay. Divrei Rebbe. Shimon Liel Omer eno tzar. You don't even have to do that. You don't even have to negotiate that he doesn't travel on Shabbos. And then the Gemara tells him, Mitzor Letzidon, afilo be'erev Shabbos mutter. If it is a very short trip, Rashi says, Mitzor Letzidon, eina el mahalach yom, uve'erev Shabbos hayas sham yom ashuk, you're allowed to go ahead and travel even on Erev Shabbos. That's the Gemara. And then the Gemara tells us, I'm going to look at the next Gemara as well, because it's going to be relevant. Tana Rabbanan. Ein sarin al ha'ayaro shel nachrim pachos migimol yomim kodem la'Shabbos ve'im hitchilu ein mafsikin. So what does ein sarin mean? You can't besiege a Gentile city. If you have a Gentile city you need to wage war with, don't wage war with them on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday because for some reason, doesn't say why, but if you did already, then ein mafsikin. Then you don't stop in the middle. You got to finish the job that you started. Okay. So the Gemara is a very cryptic Gemara because it has qualifications. It has dinim, but it doesn't give us much information. There's this din. Does it sound like this din of ein mafligin besfina is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabban?
Sounds like a d'rabban.
It certainly sounds like a din d'rabban. What is the key to determine that it is indeed a din d'rabban? How do you know it's a din d'rabban? Why do I say it's a din d'rabbanan? What's the, like... What? So the fact that it has qualifications, l'dvar mitzvah, it's allowed. And the fact that it's only also when? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's mutter Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, would all be indicators that this is an iser d'rabbanan, not an iser d'oraisa. But question number one is, why is it aser? What is the reason that Chazal goes with this din d'rabbanan? That's question number two. Why is it that it's only applicable Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? That's issue number two. And issue number three is, why exactly, l'dvar mitzvah, do they see no longer a need for this din d'rabbanan? So what I'm going to do is quickly go through six or seven approaches in Rishonim, what exactly is going on over here, and then we'll start to zero in on the view of the Baal HaMa'or. So Tosis cites right away, Ein mafligin basfina, afilu tocha tchum. Even within the Tchum Shabbos, it's aser. In other words, the Gemara, Tosis has a havamina, maybe it should be aser because you're leaving outside the Tchum Shabbos. No, even tocha tchum, mishum shat, because of what's called gzeras hashayotim. What does mishum shat mean? Have you ever heard this din that you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos? You're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Why can't you swim on Shabbos? Because you might have some kind of a need for a flotation device, and as a result, you might construct a flotation device, which is also Mishum Akav Patish. So says Tosis over here, this Gzeir Mishum Shat is the same kind of issue. Don't take a boat on Shabbos. It might need some repairs. You might go ahead and build some kind of flotation device, and therefore Gzeir Mishum Shat. That is the position of the Balei Tosfos. Comes along the Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rabbeinu Hananel says that, what's the reason? The reason for this issue is Kfar Pirashnu Lamala B'Sfina Gosheshes. We're talking about a Sfina Gosheshes. She'ein Mayim Yutfachim. She'ein B'Mayim Yutfachim. It is a very low-floating Sfina. A low-floating Sfina within 10 Tfachim of the ground. U'mishum Tchinu Tchumim. Gazru. So he says there's an Isser Tchumen. What's the Isser Tchumen? You're not allowed to travel 2,000 amos outside the Tchum Shabbos on Shabbos. So now you're on a boat. The boat might be leaving the Tchum Shabbos, so we don't want you to go ahead and leave the Tchum Shabbos. That might be an Isser Doraisa to leave the Tchum Shabbos. So don't get on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, lest you go ahead and what? Leave the Tchum. In other words, don't even go on the boat, lest you leave the Tchum Shabbos. Now, when it comes to Tchum Shabbos, let's say you are, the halacha is, and this is what the Rabbeinu Hananel is emphasizing, the Isser is only when you are, if you will, on the ground. But if you are above the ground, then you're not within the world of Tchum Shabbos. So Tchum Shabbos is only below Yutvachim. If you're on a boat that is a low, shallow sailing boat, then you're within Yutfachim, then there's a chashash, you might leave the Tchum Shabbos, and that was where the Isser would lie. In principle, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, if you're in a big cruise ship, would there be any Isser whatsoever on getting on the cruise ship Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
No.
The answer is no. Why not? What?
You're not on the ground.
Because you're above 10 Tfachim off of the floor of the sea, and therefore there is no Isser Tchumen. And that perhaps is why, one of the reasons why, you're allowed to go on a boat and travel over Shabbos. There's no Isser. The boat is well outside the Tchum Shabbos, and there's no problem because it is not within Yud Tfachim. That is the position of Rabbeinu Hananel. Before I take your questions, we open up the Rif, and the Rif has a very, very fascinating discussion, and the Rif is found on Daf Zayin Amud Beis in the Dapei HaRif, and the Rif writes, is that right, Zayin Amud Beis? Zayin Amud Aleph, onto Zayin Amud Beis, Tana Rabban. Ain mafliking besfina pach mikimel yamon kov nashas b'med v'ar mamurim l'dvar rishus v'ar aval dvar mitzvah mafliking poskim al manas lishpul v'ena shavet yirav rabbi rabshim uvei omer ena tzav mitzvah tzid rabbi rabbi shama mafliking yesh misha omer. So that he quotes the Gemara, then he says yesh misha omer hot hanin mafliking besfina pach mikimel yamim is bizman shasfina gosheshes v'ein b'mayim asar tfachim umishum gzeiras tchumin gazu ba aval amala meyutfachim lo gazu mishum hachi nogwa amla haflik b'yama gadol. And that's why, based on this Rabbeinu Hananel, you're allowed to go ahead and travel the seas on the Yamagod. You can go on ocean travels. And that is a big heter that comes out of this Shita of Rabbeinu Hananel. Says the Rif, the high time of Prichel. He doesn't like this reason. To Ime, high time of, if that's the rationale, who de ein mafligin, habalei lumisne ein mafligin besvina ktana, amai tana svina stam. If the rationale was what? Was Tchum Shabbos, that's only when, if it's below Asara Tfachim, it should have said it's only Asar in a Sfina Ketana. What kind of body of water do you go in a Sfina Ketana in? A very shallow body of water. So in a shallow body of water, you're in the Jordan River, little tiny little puddle bit of water, you can go in a little raft, you're within Asar Tfachim of the ground, then you have an Isser Tchumen. But if you're in a big boat, no. But what is, so the Gemara should have said it's also the Sfina Ketana. It didn't say that. It said Stam Sfina. Masha ben Ketana ben Gedola. V'ot. My area Gimel Yomim. Afilu Tfei Nami. Why making a distinction between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? It should be Aser anytime. Gzeir Mishum Tchumen. V'ot Ledvar Mitzah Ma'ashori. V'amidu Dvarim B'makam Asay. Why is it Mutter Ledvar Mitzah? The Tosis quotes today's Daf Yomi. The Rif quotes today's Daf Yomi, which says that the rabbis, when they make gzeres, even if their gzeres d'rabbanan would prevent you from fulfilling a mitzvah saseh, they pushed their gzeres through. The only way they didn't push their gzeres through was on something like bittul karban pesach, which is an iser kares. But on a regular, simple, plain vanilla mitzvah that you might miss out because of a gzeres d'rabbanan, they had me do chacham b'divrayim. So the fact that you're going to go ahead, this iser tchumen is going to prevent you from doing a dvar mitzvah, says the Rif is not would not be sufficient of a reason. Ella, so the Rif says I don't like Rabbeinu Hananel. Ella hainu taima, very interesting pshat. De'ein ma'afligim b'sina pachas b'gimel yamon kol nashas v'shum bitol mitzvah soinik Shabbos. The reason you can't get on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is because it's a mitzvah of onik Shabbos. And what does onik Shabbos demand of you? to have a good Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, to eat nice meals, and to have a nice Shabbos. And he says, as a result of getting on a boat, so what boats do to your stomach? You get seasick when you go on boats. The boat bobs up and down. It's very uncomfortable. It takes time to get used to it. So he said, the chol gimel yom havalu shinui veset mishum na'anua hasvina kedixiv. Bahem yachogo v'yanua kashikor. Up and down. It's uncomfortable. V'lo yachlil mavet onek Shabbos. Acha shoshim havalei naicha. Uboi michlo makai mitzis onek Shabbos. Ahayna tamat var mitzis shori. So he says, it takes 3 days for your stomach to settle down on a boat. So therefore, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can get on the boat, and you'll have Onik Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, cannot because of a breach of Onik Shabbos. Aye. So why is it a mutter to engage in a boat ride lidvar mitzvah? So says the Rif, Osek ba mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. When you get on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because you're engaging in dvar mitzvah, shluche, you're on your road, holche mitzvah, so you're Osek ba mitzvah, and now you are potter from what? From mitzvahs onek Shabbos, because Osek ba mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, mishum de pir p'tir mitzvah onek Shabbos, don amar Osek ba mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, utznanami shluche mitzvah min p'tir min sukkah, and that is why that is the basis of this psak. And you know why you can't go ahead and siege a city Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a Gentile city? Because if you're busy sieging a city, and then what's going to happen on Shabbos? You're busy with the goyim over there, sieging the city. What are you not going to be able to do? Have a nice geshmaka suda Shabbos. And therefore, you're going to be in a situation of bittul, oneg, Shabbos. So don't do the siege at that time. After three days, if you're ready, success in your siege, you're not going to be freaking out about the goyim over here. You're going to be calmed down. You're not going to be pachat. And umakamir lay onek Shabbos. And that is the position of the Rif. Hands down. Let's go a little lighter. Yeah, it's good. So we got the Rif. So how many pshatim do we have so far? Tais is gzer mishum shat. Rabbi Nachman is because of gzer mishum tchumin. And the Rif says gzer mishum onek Shabbos. Rabbeinu Yonasan milu nil. It's a perish on the Rif. And Rabbeinu Yonasan has an interesting shot. So he says, Eina flik misfinal, yesof ha'teshiyeh datum, yishevus alav b'shabes haba'alav. U'mishenat machnis atzmo be'u. Similar to the Rif, but not exactly. Is going on boat rides dangerous? Is there danger involved when you travel the high seas?
Yeah.
A little bit. So when you get on a boat, Misha Machnis Atzmo b'sakana kazeh ein dato miyushevus alav. You're not like at ease. There's a certain tension that you feel. And it takes 3 days for that tension to leave. Velo yis'anek mishabes. Inami mevi atzmo lidei chil shabes. Shema yechaleh. V'yitztarech lechales ha-shabes. V'teh atam atzmo le'ein sarim. So, similar idea, you're in a state of fear, agita, as a result, and therefore, or you might become a chola, and you're not going to have proper experience of Onik Shabbos, similar to the idea of the riff.
What's the second answer? What's going to be the Chal Shabbos?
Okay, so... I'm just looking at source number 7, the Ritva, and the Ritva just kind of collects all of the shitas, and I just want to just do a quick run through of all the shitas. We got 7 shitas, so shita number 1, he quotes the Rashbam in Maseches Erev, Is it important? I thought when I looked at it yesterday, I thought it was saying a little different. Now I'm saying it's more. It's kind of like the riff. It's a combo of the riff and the Balamor. It's kind of a combo of the riff and the Balamor. He say mishum datum miyushevus alav b'shabbos haba'alav. A boat ride has some anxiety, and you want to leave your anxiety. You know, 3 days it takes to assuage your anxiety. Okay, but it's not a major new idea. Okay, the Rashbam in Maseches Erevin quotes and says this whole Gemara is according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says on Shabbos there's a din called Shvisas Kelim. not only are you not allowed to work on Shabbos, not only is your animal not allowed to work on Shabbos, but your laundry machine can't work on Shabbos either. So if I put my laundry machine on Friday afternoon to be churning on Shabbos, says Rabbi Beis Shammai, that's us. That's called the Isser of Shvisas Kalim. Who disagrees with Beis Shammai? Beis Hill disagrees with Beis Shammai. And he says that over here, essentially, this is part of this Isser of Beis Shammai, that you're hiring a guy to work for you on Shabbos. Your guy is the sailor. You're hiring him to work for you on Shabbos. And that is the reason for this particular Isser. And it's Aliba de Beis Shammai. And the Ritva doesn't like it. The Ri doesn't like it. Because we paskin like Beis Hillel. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, we discussed. And the Rif didn't like Rabbeinu Chananel. He likes the Rif. The Ritva likes the Rif because of the din of Onek Shabbos. I'm skipping the Balamor because that's the sheet I want to focus on. The Ri is Artosis says it's a Gzer Mishum Shut. You might come to make a Kli, a flotation device. And then the last sheetas are number 6. He quotes, you know what might happen when you're on the boat on Shabbos? The guy might say, listen, I'm getting tired steering the ship, putting my feet on the pedal, you take over. And what happens when the Jew starts taking over? He is moving the boat 4 amos. And when you move a boat 4 amos, that's called an Isser of, quote unquote, carrying 4 amos in a sea is not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelis, which is a Drabanan, but says the resource sheet number 6, Pen Yinag Yisrael Atzmus Asvina V'Yolichenu Arba Amos B'Karmelis. And therefore they said, don't go on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because of this concern, good question. It's a good question. That's a Shita of the Ritva. And the last Shita, which this is what the Ritva likes the best, the Ramban Shita, is he says, who's on this boat? Who's on this boat? Who's on this boat? So if the boat is you're on a big cruise ship, and there's 80% of the people on the boat are goyim, and 20% are Jews, so when the sailor, the captain is driving the boat, who's he driving it for? He's driving for the goyim. But in a situation where most of the people are what? Are Jews or mechza al mechza, or even 50-50 are Jews, who's he driving it for? He's driving for Jews. And if he's driving for Jews, then he's doing malacha on behalf of a Jew, and that's a concern, and that is the view of the last view of the Ritva. But I want to spend the rest of my time today and tomorrow on the Baal HaMa'or. Let's learn the Baal HaMa'or. I want to set that up, then I will take your questions. Open up the Baal HaMa'or. It's on Daf Zayin Amud Beis in the Dape HaRif. Sorry, Zayin Amud Aleph in the Dape HaRif. A famous Baal HaMa'or. And this will start us in our discussion if you're allowed to go to medical school and many other related topics, as we will see. A very, very famous Baal HaMa'or, a critically important Baal HaMa'or. I'll say it out first outside. Now, let's do it inside. So the Baal HaMa'or writes as follows. V'hod etari rabbanan, ein mafligin besfina pachas mishlosha yamin. Why is it that you can't get on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos? Kodem lo Shabbos, peir sharif. The halachos, so the Rif writes in his halachos besfina gosheshes. Makes a joke, the Baal HaMa'or does. Very cute joke. V'chozer bo b'tshuva. The Rif was a chozer b'tshuva. Why? Because the Rif wrote in his tshuva sefer a different approach. He was chozer b'tshuva. Says, not like the Rabbeinu Chananel besfina gosheshes, Upiresh time is from Bitalonic Shabbos. The issue is Bitalonic Shabbos, as we've discussed. Vili niretam acher. Bein bazu, bein bemash amur ein sarin al ayara shal nachri. Tekulu makam sakana. Says the Baal HaMa'or, a boat, imagine for a second that you're out in the high seas and everyone jumps ship and you're alone on the boat. Would you call that, with no idea how to pilot the boat, Would you call that a sakanas nefashas? 100% sakanas nefashas. But Baruch Hashem, you have a goyish captain who knows how to pilot the boat. So says the Baal HaMor, are you allowed to put yourself in a situation of sakana where Chilul Shabbos will be done on your behalf? Listen to the words. Beheter. Beheter. On Shabbos, if this captain doesn't do anything, is it dangerous?
Yeah.
Yes, it's dangerous. The captain doesn't pilot the ship, steer the ship, take care of what needs to be taken care of, the ship goes under. So it's a situation of pikuach nefesh. Is the captain allowed to engage in pikuach nefesh?
Yeah.
Of course he is. So what's the issue? Can you put yourself in a situation before Shabbos which will yield pikuach nefesh beheter on Shabbos? Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you follow what I'm saying? He says, being on a boat or besieging a Gentile city, is that dangerous, yes or no? Is it a suffix sakana, yes or no? It's a suffix sakana. So he says, V'lini retamacha, v'en bazube b'mashama, ein son ala yoshal nachrim, t'kulu makam sakanu, v'kol shloshes yamim kodem la Shabbos, kamei Shabbos mikri. V'nire kemasne litchos sa Shabbos, v'nei she'ein darish on b'nei b'kwak nefesh, v'hu adin lahabit midbaros, v'kol makam sakana, shadim asid l'chal bo es ha-Shabbos. What is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday called? He calls those 3 days Kamei Shabbat. If I were to ask you, is Wednesday before Shabbos or is Wednesday after Shabbos? I know it's both, but really, when you get to Wednesday, what do you call it? You call it before Shabbos. Thursday before Shabbos. Friday before Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday after Shabbos. Says Binyamin, what's the latest time you can go ahead and make Havdalah? Tuesday afternoon. Why is it Tuesday afternoon? Because that's still called after Shabbos. When's the first time we mention Shabbos in davening? What's the Shir Shal Yom Wednesday morning? L'chuna Aranana. Why? Because that's Kamei Shabbat. That's in anticipation of Shabbos. They used to write Gittin. When they wrote a Gittin, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they wrote Wednesday, Yom Revi'i, Kamei Shabbat, Parshas Tetzaveh. When it was of get written on Tuesday, they used to write La'achra Shabbat of Parshas Truma. So says the Baal HaMor, starting on Wednesday, your eyes must be towards Shabbos. On Tuesday, your eyes are still like focused on last Shabbos. Wednesday, you're already now halachically required to project the coming Shabbos. If you're halachically required to project the coming Shabbos, can you put yourself on a boat which, if it is sailing on Shabbos, will demand Chilul Shabbos? Now, is that Chilul Shabbos going to be a Chilul Shabbos beheter or be'isser? It's beheter. Why is it beheter? Because of pikuach nefesh. But once you hit Wednesday, you must start to anticipate the presence of Shabbos. Shabbos is around the corner. You cannot put yourself in a situation of Chil Shabbos Beheter starting on Wednesday. That is the Chiddush. Is it limited to the case of Svina? No, it applies also to Ein Sarin. Can you go ahead and take a trip through a midbar on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? No, same exact reason. This is a global, says the Baal HaMor, yesod and principle. Now, one second. Where is the Baal HaMor? Zayin Amid Aleph and the Dape Harif. And it, the first two words, go on to the next page. It's in the Gemara, but he speaks at Shoshes Yomim. Kamei Shabbat. He's the word Kamei Shabbat. One second. So I just want to just highlight and why this becomes relevant. Now you're a patient who needs in the hospital a minor surgery, not an emergency surgery, a minor surgery. So you look at your calendar, and you say, they tell you you're going to need 3 days in the hospital. You need 3 days in the hospital. So you say to them, well, and they say you have a choice. We have a slot for you on Monday, or we have a slot for you on Thursday. Based on this Balamor, and you say, you know what, Thursday is much more convenient. I go Thursday. Friday's a short day anyway. I only miss 1.5 days of school. And I'll be in the hospital for Shabbos Sunday, and then I'm out Monday, back in school, back at work. You go Monday, I'm going to miss 3 days of work, wait, 3 days of school. Based on this Me'iri, presumably, when you're in the hospital on Shabbos, are they going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for your treatment, for your care? Yeah. The answer is yes. Are you allowed to take the surgery based on Me'iri on Thursday? Do you have to take it on Monday? Postures based on this Me'iri, the surgery has to be on Monday, not on Thursday, because once you're in the Kamei Shabbat zone, you have to anticipate Shabbos. That's Chiddush number one. Why do I say medical school is an issue? So how far do we take this Me'iri? How far do we take this Me'iri? I'm not passing a shot for you. We'll look at it further. But how far do we take the Me'iri? So I want to go to medical school. My dream is to be a doctor. But I know full well that as a medical resident, I'm going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. The residency is going to demand of me working on Shabbos. Now, when I'm working on Shabbos, it's Pikuach Nefesh. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Am I allowed to go to medical school knowing in advance that it's going to demand of me Chilul Shabbos Beheter? Now, the medical school Shaila is a different Shaila than the Me'iri, because the Me'iri is talking about specifically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And you're anticipating this current Shabbos coming up. Medical school is a much bigger and broader issue. Like, I'm going to medical school, I know down the line at some point I'm going to have to Mechal Shabbos, Beheter. Am I allowed to embark on that? One could argue, yeah, this Me'iri has nothing to do with that. This Me'iri is talking about a specific Wednesday, Thursday, Friday scenario. And that's not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Question. Interesting issue. We'll have to come back to that as we go forward. Okay. Those are the core shitos. Questions on the core shitos. Yeah.
Is there a difference between a Nachri driving the boat versus a Jew? Because in this case, we're talking about a non-Jew, so he's not really violating.
So, but he's, as long as he's violating Shabbos on your behalf, it's still aser. It's much worse if it's a Jew. But even if it's a Nachri who's violating Shabbos because of you, it still becomes an issue.
There's a big difference though, because for the Jew, you're talking to Jews to the Malay Talmud for it's a whole different situation if it's a non-Jew, because it has nothing to do with the captain. It all has to do with his you.
One more time?
If it's a non-Jew, it has nothing to do with...
A non-Jewish captain.
Yeah, a non-Jewish captain.
You're saying because he's going to be Mechal Shabbos for himself anyway.
I'm saying he doesn't have the...
Chil Shabbos, right.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's just you causing him. It's on you, whereas opposed to...
Correct, but it's... Correct, but it's still you... You know, your presence on this boat is generating a Chil Shabbos, potential Chil Shabbos scenario. Avi...
According to the Rick Bowe, who's talking about the case of the passengers and the threat, for example, 55% of it was Jewish and those were going. And so we said that it's on the probably be usher for the passenger for the sailor to I guess sail the ship. The sailor's not really doing it for the Jews, he's doing it for the passengers. He doesn't care who's on the ship.
Unless he's doing it for the people that hired him. And if they're Jewish, then he's doing it for Jews.
Right. What about a case like, for example, is it
other cruises
Pesach program instead of thing?
Right. So in a big cruise, Pesach program cruise.
Yeah.
Okay. Or any cruise, you have to navigate this sugya. This sugya has to be addressed. Now again, if the issue is Truman, you're good. It's a big boat. If the issue is this Chil Shabbos issue, yes, if 80% of the passengers are Gentiles and 20% are Jewish, it could be that he's doing it for the Gentiles. That will overwhelm the Shaila. But imagine, let's say, a more modest case of again, my example, the surgery, is taking the principle of Alan Moore and applying it. Now it's just me. So I want to hire the captain to take me on a voyage. And then it becomes just me. He's going because of me. Nate?
Just a quick question on the rip. It seems like he says that the Dabba Mitzvah, or that the Dabba Mitzvah, he says it's much vegan. That means that he argues it?
In a case of a Dvar Mitzvah, Mafligin, you're allowed to sail. You're allowed to sail.
Okay, gotcha.
You're allowed to sail. Yes?
When the Rif is listing all his questions on the Rebbeinu Hanana, why doesn't he also include the question of what the Rebbeinu Hanana holds for besieging the city? Because since the Sugyas are right next to each other, and the case of besieging the city doesn't have a reason for it, then Rebbeinu Hanana's reason doesn't apply.
But right, it doesn't apply.
If his does, why is it not a question?
No, maybe it does apply. Maybe it applies because it's a concern that in your siege, I'd have to look at the Rabbi Nachman, I'd look at the Rabbi Nachman next sugya, but you have to see what he says in that.
So, the same reason would seem to apply since the sieging city part doesn't have a reason for it and they're right next to each other.
Wait. Yeah, you have to see what the Rabbi Nachman says next.
No, because someone might attack you on Shabbos and you have to be Zichuach Nefesh, you're heter to kill someone on Shabbos.
We have to see what he says in that case. I didn't check that.
Yeah?
Rebbe's example of the life of surgery, it seems more, it seems not exactly the same as the Baal Mor, because the Baal Mor and the Meiri, they say that it might happen. You might come to Michal Shabbos.
So it's even worse. Surgery, it's
yeah.
even worse.
I mean, the Baal Mor is more broad.
Could be, right? I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. Yes. Yes.
According to the Meiri, in the case that we're talking about, where you have to have the surgery on Monday, what is his case of where you might be a sakana, but in your health will deteriorate, but it might not deteriorate?
No, if you need the surgery.
No, I'm saying, let's say there's a 20%.
Yeah, that's already a sakana, real sakana. It's not that's already not elective in the same sense. Yes?
Wouldn't it not make any sense to say that you can't draw a comparison to the surgery case to the boat case, because even though you might say the boat case is the Baal Mor is only talking about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I would say that he's talking about just anything planning in advance. So if you're planning, even if it's years in advance, it's still knowing ahead of time that you're going to put your phone.
Okay, so that's going to be the medical school Shaila. I want to pose two issues to you that we'll get into tomorrow. Issue number one. It's a very, we discussed this case a little bit. You want to do a bris milah on what day of the week? On Shabbos. How many bottles of hot water do you need to do the bris milah? Two. One bottle spills. Now, fundamental machlokas, guess what? Between the Baal HaMa'or and the Ramban. One bottle spills. Got it? Ramban says, no problem. Wash the baby with the first bottle. Make sure he's clean and sterilized. Do the bris milah. And now, do you need another bottle of hot water?
No.
You do. It's pikuach. No, for the baby. It's pikuach nefesh for the baby. So heat up the water. Heat up the water. Says Ramban, you don't have to worry about the future. Look at right now. Right now, you have a baby. Do the bris milah. Oh, pikuach nefesh. You're good to go. Guess what the Baal HaMor says? The Baal HaMor says, you can't do that. You got to anticipate the future. You can't go ahead and do what?
Put yourself in a situation where you have to be Mechal Shabbos.
Is this Baal HaMor consistent with our Baal HaMor? The answer is no. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Why? Because this case is a bris milah case. It's dvar mitzvah. And in a case of dvar mitzvah, what does our Gemara say? You can do it. So that's issue number one. We'll discuss tomorrow. Issue number two. I told you this will tie into Purim. Esther Hamalka gets married to Achashverosh. Does she sleep with Achashverosh? She does. Does she do so willfully?
No.
If she was asked,
Esther, she does something. She does something. Karka Ola, but she does. Is she mutter to her husband?
No. Mordechai.
What?
She was married to Mordechai. She was married to Mordechai. Ayin Maseches Megillah. Kasher Avadati Avadati. So we'll pick up the Megillah piece tomorrow, but it ties in to Esther as well. We'll pick that up tomorrow.
My work comes also later.